Look in the book of Acts.
ప్రయత్క పుస్తకమైన
chapter 6.
సాధ్యాయం.
Acts chapter 6.
ప్రయత్క సాధ్యాయం.
The preacher's two main responsibilities.
ప్రచారకుడియొడ మహత్వపూర్ణ జిమ్మేవారి.
Acts chapter 6.
ప్రయత్క సాధ్యాయం.
Verse
4. సకు 4 పదమా.
You need to burn that verse into your brain. If you're a preacher, if you're a pastor, if you want to serve God, you have two main responsibilities. What did Peter say? What are the two main responsibilities? What's the first responsibility? To pray. What's the second responsibility? To teach the word of God. Your life's calling. Your purpose. Your main responsibility. Is not to make money. Not to get things in this world. Not to have a comfortable life. Not to be a successful man. If God has called you to preach, if God has called you to teach, if God has called you to pastor, your life is very simple. You've got to do two things. Seek God and teach men. That's your responsibility. Very plain. Very clear. From the word of God. From the mouth of Peter. You're not to do other things. You're not to have a divided heart. You're not to live for this world. You're not seeking security in this world. You're not seeking a better life. Two things. Seek God. Teach the
Bible.
Seek God. Teach the
Bible.
Live on your knees. Live in this book. Two things. Very plain. Your life. And your teaching. And if you want to be a holy man, the first place, the foundational place to grow in holiness is the place of prayer. And if you want to teach the word of God,
you've
got to live in this book. Your life and your doctrine, your praying and your preaching, your relationship to God, your teaching His Word. God, man, that's your responsibility. You understand what we're saying? So we want to talk about doctrine.
As I'm saying,
the last time we were together, we talked about a very important doctrine. I want to review it again today. Because I found out this. I go to many places. I teach some doctrine. I come back 3 months later. People have forgotten it. If you're going to learn something, it's not enough to write it down. You have got to open your Bible. You've got to continue to study. You have got to be willing to work hard. I've been a Christian 43 years. I've been studying this doctrine for 40 plus years. And I'm just beginning. And if you're 20 years old, if you're 40 years old, if you're 67 years old, your first responsibility
is
to pray. Study the truth. Go deeper. Go deeper. Your understanding expands. Many people say this. Jesus died on the cross. But they can't explain that. Who Jesus is. Why he died. What is the need of man? What is the requirement of God? What happened on the cross? What is redemption? What is reconciliation? What is justification? They all can only say Jesus died on the cross. That's not enough. You must explain the truth. So we're talking about the doctrine of the gospel. And we're talking about the doctrine of salvation. This is very important. If you don't understand the gospel, if you don't understand man's need, if you don't understand God's purpose, if you don't understand Christ's work, if you don't understand God's power, and if you don't understand the certainty of salvation, people will not be established. They will not be firm. But I go to many places, and when I start talking about doctrine, this is what happens to people. It's easy to watch TV. It's easy to read a magazine. It's easy to talk to your friends. But listen, my friends, if you're a preacher, you've got two responsibilities. You better know this book. So we're talking about the doctrine of salvation. We want to mention several things. Number one, the necessity of salvation. Now the last time I was here, we talked about this. And I mentioned, I asked this question. Why is salvation necessary? And what was the answer? Because, why? Because of man's sinful condition.
मानिसको पापमय अवस्थाको कारणले गर्दा
Now listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुस्.
If you don't understand what the Bible teaches about man,
मान्छेको विषयमा बाइबलले के सिकाउँछ भन्ने कुरालाई तपाईले बुझ्नु भएन भने
If you don't understand man's condition,
मान्छेको अवस्थालाई तपाईले बुझ्नु भएन भने
If you don't understand man's nature,
मान्छेको स्वभावलाई तपाईले बुझ्नु भएन भने
If you don't understand man's problem, you cannot properly preach the gospel. If a man is not a Christian, if a child is not a Christian, they have many problems. You see this little boy right here? You see this boy right here? You see those two babies right there? They have a problem. And if you don't understand their problem, you cannot preach the gospel. And if you're here today and you're not a Christian, you've got a problem. And it's not just your physical body. It's not that you've got no money. It's not that your house is not big enough. You have a deeper problem. And if you're going to help people, you've got to understand their condition. You go see the doctor. He diagnoses your condition. He gives you medicine. The preacher is a spiritual doctor. He is to diagnose people.
उसले चाहिँ मानिसलाई जाँच
गर्नुपर्छ to understand their problems
उसको समस्या थाहा पाउनको
लागि to be able to give them the proper medicine
ताकि उसलाई चाहिँ सही प्रकारको औषधि दिन सक्छ
all wrong teaching
सबै झुटा शिक्षा
all wrong doctrine
सबै झुटा सिद्धान्त
all confusion about the gospel
अनि सबै त्यो सुसमाचारसँग सम्बन्धित भ्रमात्मक कुराहरू
confusion about the doctrine of salvation
मुक्तिको बारेमा भएका सबै त्यो भ्रमात्मक कुराहरू
begins with a wrong understanding of this
कहाँबाट सुरु हुन्छ भने यो शिक्षालाई नबुझेर नै हो
If your doctrine of man is wrong,
यदि मानिसको बारेमा भएको सिद्धान्त गलत छ भने
your doctrine of salvation will be wrong
अनि मुक्ति बारेमा हुने तपाईँको सिद्धान्त पनि
गलत छ If you don't understand man's nature,
यदि मान्छेको स्वभावलाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन भने
If you don't understand man's condition,
मान्छेको अवस्थालाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन भने
your whole theology will be wrong
तपाईँको सम्पूर्ण ईश्वरशास्त्र गलत हुन पुग्छ
If you're wrong right here
यदि तपाईँ यहाँनिर गलत हुनुहुन्छ भने
your whole theology will be wrong
तपाईँको सम्पूर्ण ईश्वरशास्त्र गलत
Listen carefully 99% of the preachers in Nepal
नेपालका 99% प्रचारकहरूमा
are wrong on this point
99% प्रचारकहरू यो बुनामा गलत
99% of the preachers in Nepal
नेपालका 99% प्रचारकहरू
don't understand man's condition
ले पर्याप्त रूपमा सही तरिकाले यसलाई बुझिसकेका
छन् डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड म्यान्स नेचर
मान्छेको स्वभावको बारेमा बुझेका छन्
डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड म्यान्स प्रब्लम
मान्छेको समस्याको बारेमा अनभिज्ञ
छन् यु आर गोना सी ट्रू कन्भर्जन्स
जब तपाईँले साँचो परिवर्तन देख्न सक्नुहुन्छ साँचो सेलापन
ट्रू चर्चेस
साँचो मण्डलीहरू
लिभिङ स्टोन्स
जीवित पत्थरहरू
True holiness.
साँचो पवित्रता.
You must understand this truth.
तपाईले मान्छेको अवस्थालाई
बुझ्नै पर्छ. If you are wrong right here.
त यदि तपाई यहाँ गलत हुनुहुन्छ भने
All your teaching will be wrong.
तपाईको सम्पूर्ण शिक्षा गलत हुनुहुन्छ.
And 99% of the preachers in Nepal are wrong right here.
नेपालका 99% प्रचारकहरू यसमा गलत छन्.
I go all over the world.
संसारको विभिन्न ठाउँमा म जान्छु.
Men's theology is confused.
मान्छेका ईश्वरशास्त्रहरू भ्रमात्मक
छन् एन्ड दिस इज वेयर इट बिगिन्स
अनि त्यो भ्रम यहीँबाट सुरु हुन्छ
इफ यु डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड व्हाट्स रङ विथ दिस लिटल बॉय
एउटा सानो बच्चामा के समस्या छ भने तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन
यु डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड व्हाट्स रङ विथ दिस लिटल बॉय
यो अर्को एउटा सानो बच्चामा के समस्या छ भन्ने कुरा तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन भने
दे गॉट अ प्रब्लम
तिनीहरूसँग समस्या छ
इट्स नॉट अ ल्याक अफ एजुकेशन
शिक्षा नभएको होइन
इट्स नॉट अ ल्याक अफ फूड
खाना नभएको होइन
इट्स नॉट अ ल्याक अफ मनी
पैसा नभएको होइन
दे गॉट अ डीपर प्रब्लम
त्यो भन्दा पनि गहन समस्या
एन्ड इफ यु डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड दैट प्रब्लम
अनि त्यो समस्यालाई तपाईले बुझ्नु
भएन तपाईले मद्दत गर्न
सक्नुहुन्न
all those people down there in town
यो बजारमा भएका ती मानिसहरू
दे गॉट अ प्रब्लम
तिनीहरूमा पनि समस्या छ
दे थिंक देयर प्रब्लम इज दे डोन्ट ह्याव इनफ मनी
तिनीहरूको बुझाइ अनुसार चाहिँ ओहो हामीसँग पर्याप्त पैसा छैन भने
होला सो दे आर चेसिङ आफ्टर मनी
अनि तिनीहरू चाहिँ पैसाको पछि दौडिरहेको
दे डोन्ट ह्याव अ बिग इनफ हाउस
हामीसँग ठूलो भवनहरू छैन
दे डोन्ट ह्याव इनफ थिंग्स
पर्याप्त कुराहरू छैनन्
They think their problem is outward.
तिनीहरूको बुझाइ अनुसार चाहिँ हाम्रा समस्याहरू चाहिँ बाहिरका हुन्
भनेर But they have a deeper problem.
त्योभन्दा पनि भित्री समस्या छ
In their heart.
हृदयमा छ
And if you don't understand their condition.
तिनीहरूको अवस्थालाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन भने
You can't help them.
तपाईँले मद्दत गर्न
सक्दैन If you don't understand their condition.
तिनीहरूको अवस्थालाई तपाईँले
बुझ्नु भएन You will not have compassion upon them.
अनि उनीहरूमाथि दया पलाउँदैन
If you don't understand their condition.
तिनीहरूको अवस्थालाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन
भने You cannot preach the truth to them.
तपाईँले सत्यता प्रचार गर्न सक्नुहुन्न
All wrong teaching.
सबै झुटा शिक्षाहरू
begins right here.
यहीँबाट सुरु हुन्छ
They're wrong either about God or they're wrong about man.
कि परमेश्वरको विषयमा कि मान्छेको विषयमा तिनीहरू गलत छन्.
So this is why doctrine is important.
त्यसकारणले गर्दा सिद्धान्त महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
What is man's problem?
मान्छेको समस्या के हो त?
He's got many problems.
थुप्रै समस्याहरू छ.
But according to the New Testament,
नयाँ करार मुताबिक
he's got five basic problems.
मान्छेमा चाहिँ पाँचवटा आधारभूत समस्या छ.
Number 1.
पहिलो कुरा
he is spiritually dead.
उ आत्मिक रूपमा चाहिँ मरेको छ.
He is spiritually dead.
उ आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
Physically alive.
शारीरिक रूपमा जिउँदो छ.
Spiritually dead.
तर आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
And if you don't understand that,
यदि तपाईँले त्यसलाई बुझ्नु भएन भने
यु क्यानट हेल्प हिम Look in the book of Ephesians. We want to review this again. This is very important. Ephesians and chapter 2. And verse 1. You were dead in your trespasses and sins. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in our transgressions. How does Paul describe lost men? He says they are dead. Now they're physically alive. They can breathe. They can see. They can hear. But inside, they are spiritually dead. Look in the book of Colossians. And chapter 2.
So you're there.
We're reviewing this very briefly. Verse 13. Paul says, you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh. When a man is not a Christian, physically alive, but spiritually dead, he is in sin. And sin is a disease. And it affects his entire being. And he is spiritually dead. Look in the Gospel of John. And chapter 5. Verse
25.
We're trying to describe the condition of men. He has several big problems. His first big problem. He's spiritually dead. Chapter 5, verse 25. An hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of
God.
Notice verse 28. An hour is coming in which all in the tombs will hear his voice. Verse 25. Those who hear will live.
Verse 29.
They will come forth to a resurrection of life. Now, what is Jesus talking about? Listen carefully. You have two kinds of dead men and two kinds of resurrection. Two kinds of dead men. Two kinds of resurrection. Those that are physically dead. Physical resurrection. Those that are spiritually dead. Spiritual resurrection. Notice verse 25. An hour is coming, he says, and now is. Right now, when I am here and my preaching, I speak the word of God, and spiritually dead men come to life in the future. And the last day, when I return, physically dead men will arise from the tomb to new physical life. Listen carefully. According to Jesus, two kinds of dead men. Spiritually dead, physically dead. Two kinds of resurrection. Spiritual resurrection, physical resurrection. Spiritually dead,
आत्मिक मरेकाहरू
they hear the voice
तिनीहरूले वचन सुन्छन्
they come to life
तिनीहरू जीवित बन्छन्
in the future
भविष्यमा
physically dead
शारीरिक रूपमा
मरेका they hear the voice
पनि सुन्नेछन्
they rise from the grave
तिनीहरू सिच्यानबाट बौरी उठ्नेछन्
how did Jesus describe men
यसले मानिसको अवस्थालाई कसरी वर्णन गर्नुभयो
dead
मरेको भन्नुभयो
look in the gospel of Luke
लुकाको सुसमाचारमा आउनुहोस्
in chapter 9
Now what there?
Jesus is walking down the road.
Yesu Christ ay kunai euta bata bhayera gairanu bhayeko
thiyo. Verse 57.
Santanu mainu.
He says this when a man came up and said I will follow you wherever you go.
Euta manche Yesu ka aayera bhane he prabhu tapai jata januhuncha ma tapai ko pachhi lagnechu.
What did Jesus say?
Yesu le ke bhannu bhayo thaha
chha? Hey, that's wonderful. Come on right now.
Dherai ramro kura garyo la aau ta.
What did he say? He said, listen carefully. The foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. If you follow me, there's no guarantees. There's no security in this life. If you follow me, there will be hardship. There will be difficulty. There is no security. And listen carefully. If you're going to follow Christ, if you're going to take up the cross, if you're going to be a true disciple, you need to understand this. There are no guarantees for security in this life. Verse 59, he said to another one, follow me. He said, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. What did Jesus say? That's okay. You honor your father, go home and bury him.
What did he say?
Verse
60.
What does he say? Let the dead bury the dead.
मुर्दाहरूलाई आफ्नै मुर्दा गाड्न दियो
What is this meaning? Two kinds of dead people here.
यसको अर्थ तपाईँ यहाँ दुई प्रकारका मरेका मान्छेहरू
Spiritually dead.
आत्मिक रूपमा मरेकाहरू
Physically dead.
शारीरिक रूपमा मरेकाहरू
And he says this.
अनि उहाँले यस्तो भन्नुभयो
Your first priority.
तिम्रो पहिलो प्राथमिक
is not your family.
परिवार होइन
Your first priority.
पहिलो प्राथमिक रूप
is to follow me.
मलाई पछ्याउनु
If any man loves father or mother more than me he is not worthy of me.
कुनै पनि मान्छेले मलाई भन्दा उसको बुबा आमा परिवारलाई प्रेम गर्छ भने ऊ मेरो चेला हुने योग्य छैन.
Spiritually dead bury the physically dead.
आत्मिक रूपमा मरेकाहरूले शारीरिक रूपमा मरेकाहरूलाई गाडोस्
You follow me.
तिमी मलाई पछ्याउ.
How did Jesus describe men?
कसरी येशूले मान्छेको अवस्थालाई व्याख्या गर्नुभयो?
Just like Paul described them.
जसरी पौलले व्याख्या गरे.
Spiritually dead.
तिनीहरू आत्मिक रूपमा मरेका छन्.
According to Jesus.
येशूको भनाइ अनुसार.
According to Paul.
पौलको भनाइ अनुसार.
If people are not Christians.
यदि मान्छेहरू क्रिश्चियन छैनन् भने.
They are physically alive.
तिनीहरू शारीरिक रूपमा जिउँदा छन्.
But they are spiritually dead.
तर आत्मिक रूपमा मरेका छन्.
This little boy.
यो एउटा सानो केटो.
That little baby.
त्यो सानो बच्ची.
Any person that's not a Christian.
यो संसार
Those people out on the street, they have physical life. But inside, they're dead men. And if you don't understand that, you cannot properly preach the gospel. Number two, they are totally depraved.
पूर्ण रूपमा भ्रष्ट छन् तिनीहरू पूर्ण रूपमा दुराचारी छन्
What do we mean?
त्यो भनाइको अर्थ के हो
Write these four things down.
Yeah.
Mind.
समशक्ति
Heart.
हृदय
Will,
Iksha,
conscience,
Bibik.
When the Bible describes men,
Bible manche ko bare ma byakhya garcha,
he is physical, he is outward and inward.
Usko bahiri ra bhitri rup cha.
And the Bible describes men as being totally depraved.
So Bible manchelai chai purna rupma durachari cha bhanera bhancha.
That doesn't mean every man is as bad as he could be.
यसको अर्थ यो होइन कि प्रत्येक मान्छे चाहिँ जति सक्दो खराब हुन सक्छ त्यति नै खराब छ भन्न खोजेको होइन.
Some men are better than other men.
केही मान्छेहरू अरू भन्दा असल छन्.
They are not as bad acting as other men.
अरू मान्छेहरूले जस्तै खराब गरेका छैनन् तिनीहरूले.
Some people are murderers.
केही मान्छेहरू हत्याराहरू छन्.
Some people are thieves.
केही मान्छेहरू चोरहरू छन्.
Some people are adulterers.
केही मान्छेहरू व्यभिचारीहरू छन्.
Some men are worse than other men.
केही मान्छेहरू अरूहरू भन्दा खराब छन्.
But when the Bible talks about total depravity,
so Bible says puna durachariitako bishayama kura garcha,
it means every part of man has been affected by sin.
यसको अर्थ यो कि मान्छेको हरेक भागलाई पापले असर गरेको छ.
Outwardly and inwardly.
भित्री रूपमा र बाहिरी रूपमा.
And when the Bible talks about man's inward condition,
जब बाइबलले चाहिँ मान्छेको भित्री अवस्थाको बारेमा चर्चा गर्छ,
it talks about his mind.
यसले चाहिँ उसको समझको विषयमा चर्चा
गर्छ. That's his ability to understand.
यो चाहिँ के हो भने बुझ्न सक्ने उसको क्षमता.
Talks about his heart.
उसको हृदयको बारेमा चर्चा गर्छ.
That's his feelings or emotions.
यो चाहिँ उसको भावना र अनुभूति हो.
It talks about his will.
उसको इच्छाको बारेमा चर्चा गर्छ.
That's his power to choose.
यो चाहिँ उसको छनौट गर्न सक्ने क्षमता.
And it talks about his conscience.
अनि विवेकको बारेमा चर्चा गर्छ.
That tells him what's right and what's wrong.
यसले चाहिँ के बताउँछ भने के ठिक र के बेठिक हो भन्ने कुरा बताउँछ.
And when the Bible describes man,
जब बाइबलले मान्छेको बारेमा चर्चा गर्छ,
a lost man,
एउटा हराएको मान्छे,
a non-Christian,
अक्रिश्चियन,
it says he's spiritually dead,
ऊ आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ,
and sin has affected every part of his being.
अनि पापले उसको हरेक पक्षलाई असर गरेको छ.
Sin has affected his mind.
पापले समझलाई असर गरेको छ.
He can't think right.
उसले राम्ररी सोच्न
सक्दैन. It has affected his heart.
उसको हृदयलाई असर गरेको छ.
He cannot love right.
उसले सही प्रकारले प्रेम गर्न सक्दैन.
It affects his will.
यसले उसको इच्छालाई असर गरेको छ.
He cannot choose right.
उसले सही कुरालाई छानबिन गर्न
सक्दैन. It affects his conscience.
यसले उसको विवेकलाई असर
गर्छ. He often cannot tell right from wrong.
उसले प्राय जस्तो चाहिँ ठिक र बेठिकमा छुट्याउन सक्दैन.
Sin is a disease.
पाप एउटा रोग हो.
And we're born with a disease.
अनि हामी रोग लिएर जन्मेका छौं.
That little girl there.
त्यो एउटा सानो बच्ची थियो.
When she was born.
जब उसको जन्म भयो.
Outwardly she's physically healthy.
बाहिरी रूपमा शारीरिक रूपमा स्वस्थ छ.
But inwardly she has a disease.
भित्री रूपमा उसमा एउटा रोग छ.
It's not a physical disease.
यो शारीरिक रोग होइन.
It's a spiritual disease.
यो आत्मिक रोग हो.
And it has poisoned every part of her life.
अनि यसले हाम्रो जीवनको हरेक भागलाई चाहिँ दूषित
पारेको छ. It has affected her mind.
हाम्रो समाजलाई.
It has affected her heart.
हाम्रो हृदयलाई.
It has affected her will.
हाम्रो इच्छालाई.
It has affected her conscience. When the Bible talks about depravity, it means corruption. When it talks about total depravity, it means every part of man.
पूर्ण दुराचारिताको विषयमा कुरा गर्छ. यसको अर्थ हुन्छ मान्छेको हरेक पाटो.
एन्ड इफ यु डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड द्याट,
यदि तपाईँले त्यसलाई बुझ्नु भएन
भने, इफ यु कान्ट टीच द्याट,
यदि तपाईँले त्यसलाई सिकाउन सक्नु भएन
भने, इफ यु डोन्ट टेल मेन द ट्रुथ,
यदि मानिसलाई तपाईँले सत्यता बताउन
सक्नु भएन भने, दे विल नॉट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड देयर ट्रु कन्डिसन,
तिनीहरूले उसको साँचो अवस्थाको बारेमा बुझ्न सक्दैनन्,
एन्ड दे विल नॉट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड देयर नीड,
अनि त्यो आफ्नो आवश्यकतालाई बुझ्न सक्दैनन्.
लिसन केयरफुली,
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
एभ्रीवन दैट इज बोर्न,
प्रत्येक मान्छे जो जन्मेको छ,
today in Nepal many babies were born.
ठीक आजको दिनमा नेपालमा थुप्रै बच्चाहरूको जन्म भएको छ.
And every one of them are born with a disease.
हरेक व्यक्ति पापले जन्मेको छ.
Where did they get that disease?
त्यो रोग उसले कहाँबाट ल्याएको छ?
They got it from their parents.
बुबा आमाबाट ल्याएको.
And where did their parents get it?
अनि त्यो बुबा आमाले कहाँबाट ल्याए?
They got it from their parents.
तिनीहरूको बुबा आमाबाट.
And where did they get it?
त्यो कहाँबाट ल्याए?
They got it from their parents.
उनीहरूको बुबा आमाबाट.
Sin is a disease in the blood.
पाप एउटा यस्तो खालको रोग हो
and it's passed down from generation to generation
जुन पुस्तादेखि पुस्तासम्म सर्दै सर्दै जान्छ
and every part of man is affected by a disease
अनि मान्छेको हरेक पार्टलाई त्यो रोगले असर गरेको छ
and he's not just sick he's dead
ऊ केवल अब यहाँनिर बिरामी मात्रै छैन तर ऊ मरेको छ
and if you don't understand that
यदि तपाईँले यसलाई बुझ्नु भएन भने
you cannot help men
तपाईँले मान्छेलाई मद्दत गर्न सक्नुहुन्न
let's look at these briefly we've looked at this before
पहिले पनि हामीले हेरिसक्यौँ
but so important
तर निकै महत्वपूर्ण छ
so necessary
आवश्यक छ
that we need to study this again and again
यसलाई हामीले पटक पटक बुझ्न आवश्यक छ
if you go to the doctor
तपाईँ डाक्टरकोमा जानुभयो
he looks at your conditions
पहिले तपाईँको अवस्थालाई जाँच
गर्छ and he makes the wrong diagnosis
यदि उसले चाहिँ गलत जाँच बुझ गर्यो भने
and he gives you the wrong medicine
यदि उसले तपाईँलाई गलत औषधि दियो भने
you will not be helped
तपाईँलाई कुनै त्यसले सहयोग गर्दैन
you are to be a spiritual doctor
तपाईँ आत्मिक डाक्टर हुनुपर्छ
you are to understand the condition of people
मानिसको अवस्थालाई बुझ्नु आवश्यक छ
they have a disease
तिनीहरूलाई रोग लागेको छ
and it's affected every part of them
अनि यसले चाहिँ उसको हरेक पार्टलाई असर
गर्छ and there's one cure
एउटा उपचार छ
And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टको सुसमाचार हो.
That's the power of God.
त्यो परमेश्वरको शक्ति हो.
That's the blood of Christ.
येशू ख्रीष्टको रगत हो.
That's the cross of Christ.
त्यो चाहिँ ख्रीष्टको क्रूस हो.
Man has a problem.
मान्छेसँग समस्या छ.
He's not just sick.
ऊ बिरामी मात्रै होइन.
He's dead.
ऊ मरेको छ.
He's not just partially polluted.
ऊ अल्प रूपमा मात्रै दूषित भएको छैन.
He's totally polluted.
ऊ पूर्ण रूपमा दूषित छ.
What do we mean?
He banai ko sakyo.
His mind is darkened.
Usko samasta shakti chai andho banaiyeko.
Look in the book of Ephesians.
Ephesians ko pustak ma aunus.
We're talking about the condition of man.
Manchhe ko avastha lai hamile herireka chhau.
Chapter 4.
Saradya.
And verse 17.
Pad 17.
Paul is exhorting the Christians.
Paul and Christian are like saying all the dilation.
Don't walk any longer as the Gentiles walk.
अन्य जातिहरु जस्तै तिनीहरुको विचारको व्यस्ततामा नजियो भन्छ.
How does he describe them?
के भन्छन् उनीहरुलाई थाहा छ?
In the futility of their mind.
विचारको व्यस्तता भनिएको.
Verse 18.
पद 18 मा
being darkened in their understanding.
तिनीहरु चाहिँ हृदयको कठोरता ल्याएको छ तिनीहरूमा
listen carefully
ध्यान दिनुहोस्
man is a genius
मान्छे एउटा राम्रो प्राणी हो
he is created in the image of god
ऊ परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा सृजित छ
and he has the power to create things
अनि केही कुराहरू सृजनशील कुराहरू गर्न सक्ने शक्ति
you see this camera right here
तपाईँले यहाँनिर एउटा क्यामेरा देख्नुहुन्छ
Man made the camera.
तपाईले थाहा छ यो क्यामेरा मान्छेले नै बनाएको.
Can you make that camera?
के तपाई बनाउन सक्नुहुन्छ त्यो?
Some men can make a camera.
के मान्छेले बनाउन सक्छन्?
They figured out how to control electricity.
विद्युतलाई कसरी नियन्त्रण गर्ने भनेर तिनीले
And they run it into this house down this wire.
अनि तिनीले चाहिँ यस्तो खालको तारको सृजना गरे.
Come to this light.
अनि यो बिजुलीमा आयो.
You turn it on.
त्यो अफ गर्न सकिन्छ
it lights the room
अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ बत्ती आउने जाने गर्छ
man is a genius
मान्छे धेरै प्रतिभावान व्यक्ति
he understands science
उसले विज्ञानलाई बुझ्न सक्छ
he understands philosophy
दर्शनशास्त्रलाई बुझ्न सक्छ
he understands mathematics
गणितलाई बुझ्न सक्छ
he can solve many problems
उसले धेरै समस्याहरूको समाधान गर्न सक्छ
he can send a man to the moon
चन्द्रमामा पुग्न सक्छ
but there's one thing he doesn't understand
एउटा कुरालाई उसले बुझ्न सक्दैन
He doesn't understand who God is.
परमेश्वर को हुनुहुन्छ भने बुझ्न सक्दैन.
And he doesn't understand who he is.
ऊ आफै को भने बुझ्दैन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because sin has affected his mind.
किनकि पापले उसको समझलाई अन्धो तुल्याइदिएको.
And he cannot understand who God is.
परमेश्वर को हुनुहुन्छ भने उसले बुझ्न सक्दैन.
And he cannot understand his great problem.
अनि उसको त्यो ठूलो समस्यालाई उसले बुझ्न सक्दैन.
And he cannot understand his true need.
अनि उसको साँचो खाँचोलाई उसले बुझ्न सक्दैन
he can solve many problems
उसले थुप्रै समस्याहरूको समाधान गर्न सक्छ
he can go to a great university
उसले ठुल्ठुला विश्वविद्यालयमा जान सक्छ
he can earn a PhD in mathematics
उसले विद्यावारिधि प्राप्त गर्न सक्छ गणितमा
but he can't solve his deepest problem Education will not change man's deepest problem.
शिक्षाले मान्छेको त्यो गहनतम आवश्यकतालाई परिवर्तन गर्न सक्दैन.
Problem is not education.
मान्छेको समस्या शिक्षा होइन.
Man's problem is his mind.
मान्छेको समस्या उसको समझ हो.
It has been affected by sin.
पापले यसलाई चाहिँ असर गरेको छ.
He cannot think a right thought about God.
परमेश्वरको विषयमा उसले राम्रो कुरा सोच्न सक्दैन.
It affects his heart.
यसले उसको हृदयलाई पनि असर गर्छ.
Look here in Ephesians. Verse 18. They're darkened in their understanding.
तिनीहरू आफ्नो समझमा चाहिँ अन्धत्व ल्याइएको
छ. They're separated from the life of God.
परमेश्वरको जीवनबाट तिनीहरू बिराना भएका छन्.
Because of the ignorance that is in them.
तिनीहरूमा भएको अज्ञानताको कारणले गर्दा.
Because of the hardness of their heart.
तिनीहरूको हृदयको कठोरताको कारणले गर्दा हो.
How does Paul describe man's heart?
मान्छेको अवस्थालाई पौलले कसरी व्याख्या गरेका
छन्. It's hard.
यो एकदमै कठोर छ.
It's like this wall.
यो भित्ता जस्तै.
Jeremiah.
Ermiele bhaneka chan.
Chapter 17.
17 adhyayma.
Verse 9.
9 padma.
How does he describe man?
Manchhe lai kasari byakhya
gareka chan. The heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked.
Manchhe ko hriday sabai kura haru bhanda chhale huncha ra yo achamma tarikale chai bigreko chha.
Who can understand it?
कसले यसलाई बुझ्न सक्छ.
Mark chapter 7.
मर्कुस 7 अध्याय.
Jesus said this.
यसले यसो भन्नुभयो.
It's not what goes into a man that defiles him.
जे कुरो भित्र प्रवेश गर्छ त्यसले मान्छेलाई दूषित पार्दैन.
It's what comes out of the man that defiles him.
तर जे भित्रबाट बाहिर निस्कन्छ त्यसले नै मान्छेलाई दूषित पार्छ.
For from within, from man's heart comes all manner of evil things.
मान्छेको भित्रबाट नै सबै दुष्ट कुराहरू बाहिर निस्कन्छ.
According to Paul, man's heart is hard.
मान्छेको हृदय कठोर
भएको छ. According to Jeremiah,
एर्मिया अनुसार
man's heart is deceitful.
मान्छेको हृदय छली छ.
According to Jesus,
यसको भनाइ अनुसार
man's heart is sinful.
मान्छेको हृदय पापले भरिएको छ.
What is man's deepest problem?
मान्छेको सबैभन्दा गहन समस्या के हो?
It's not money.
पैसा होइन.
It's not education.
शिक्षा होइन.
It's not security.
सुरक्षा होइन.
It's not physical sickness.
शारीरिक रोग होइन.
What is man's deepest problem?
मान्छेको सबैभन्दा ठूलो समस्या के हो?
He has a bad heart.
किनकि उसँग चाहिँ खराब हृदय छ.
Sin is a disease.
पाप एउटा रोग हो.
And it has affected man's heart.
यसले मान्छेको हृदयलाई असर गर्छ.
He can love other people.
अरूलाई प्रेम गर्न सक्छ.
But his love can be selfish.
तर उसको प्रेम चाहिँ स्वार्थी हुन सक्छ.
But he cannot love God. His heart has a disease. It is hard. It is deceitful. It is wicked. It is full of sin. Why do men lie?
किन मान्छेले झुट बोल्छ.
Why do men steal?
किन चोर्छ उसले.
Why are children rebellious?
किन तपाईँका छोराछोरी तपाईँप्रति बागी
बन्छ. Why do men commit adultery?
किन मान्छेले व्यभिचार गर्छ.
Why do men fight?
किन उनीहरूले झगडा गर्छन्.
Where does it come from?
कहाँबाट यो कुरा आउँछ.
What did Jesus say?
उसले के भन्नुभयो.
From the heart.
मान्छेको हृदयबाट.
That's man's greatest problem.
त्यो मान्छेको सबैभन्दा ठूलो आवश्यकता.
His heart has been affected by sin.
उसको हृदय पापले प्रभावित पारेको छ.
Number 3.
तेस्रो कुरा.
His will.
उसको इच्छा.
What is the will?
इच्छा के हो.
That's the power to choose.
त्यो चाहिँ छनौट गर्न सक्ने शक्ति हो.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिनुहोस्.
Man's will has been affected by sin.
मान्छेको इच्छालाई पापले असर गरेको छ.
And if you don't understand this truth,
यदि यो सत्यतालाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन
भने, you cannot understand man's condition.
तपाईँले मान्छेको अवस्थालाई बुझ्न सक्नुहुन्न.
Man does not have absolute freedom of will.
इच्छाको सम्बन्धमा मान्छेसँग पूर्ण स्वतन्त्रता छैन.
Let me say that again.
म फेरि तपाईँलाई भन्छु.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
Lost men.
हराएका मान्छेहरू.
Non-Christians.
अक्रिस्टियनहरू.
Have freedom of choice.
तिनीहरूसँग पनि छनौट गर्ने स्वतन्त्रता छ.
But they don't have absolute freedom of will.
तर पूर्ण रूपमा स्वतन्त्र पूर्ण रूपमा छनौट गर्ने इच्छा.
Their will has been enslaved.
तिनीहरूको इच्छा दास इच्छालाई दासत्वमा लगिएको छ.
Their heart has been polluted. Their mind has been darkened. There's only one man ever created that had absolute freedom of will.
यो संसारमा सृष्टि गरिएको एउटै मान्छेसँग मात्रै पूर्ण स्वतन्त्रता थियो.
There's only one man ever created that had absolute freedom of will.
यो संसारमा एउटै मात्रै मान्छे सृष्टि गरिएको थियो जसँग पूर्ण स्वतन्त्रता थियो.
Who was that man?
तपाईलाई थाहा छ को थियो?
Adam.
Adam.
In the garden.
त्यो बगैँचामा.
Created by God.
परमेश्वरद्वारालाई सृष्टि गरिएको थियो.
He was sinless.
पाप रहित थियो.
His mind was not darkened.
उसको समस्तलाई अन्ध तुल्याएको थिएन.
His heart was not hardened.
उसको हृदयलाई कठोर तुल्याएको थिएन.
His will was not bound.
उसको इच्छालाई बाँधिएको थिएन.
His conscience was not defiled.
उसको विवेकलाई चाहिँ अशुद्ध पारिएको थिएन.
He was a perfect man.
उ सिद्ध मान्छे थियो.
Created in the image of God.
परमेश्वरको स्वरूपमा सृजित.
He had absolute freedom of will.
उसँग पूर्ण रूपमा चाहिँ इच्छाको स्वतन्त्रता थियो.
He could choose to obey God or choose to disobey God.
परमेश्वरलाई उसले छान्न पनि सक्थ्यो, परमेश्वरप्रति ऊ अनाज्ञाकारी हुन पनि सक्थ्यो.
He had absolute freedom of will.
पूर्ण रूपमा स्वतन्त्र इच्छा थियो.
But he believed a lie.
तर उसले झूठ कुरोलाई विश्वास गरे.
And he listened to the devil.
अनि उसले शैतानको कुरालाई सुन्यो.
And by his own free will.
उसको आफ्नै स्वतन्त्र इच्छाद्वारा.
He disobeyed God.
उ परमेश्वरप्रति अनाज्ञाकारी
भयो. And as soon as he disobeyed God.
जब उसले परमेश्वरको आज्ञा तोड्यो.
His eyes were open.
अनि उसका आँखाहरू खुले.
And he understood that he was a sinner.
अनि ऊ पापी हो भन्ने कुरालाई उसले बुझ्यो.
The devil gave him a promise.
शैतानले उसलाई एउटा प्रतिज्ञा गरेको थियो.
You will be like God.
तिमी परमेश्वर जस्तै हुनेछौ.
But when he ate the apple.
जब उसले त्यो स्याउ खायो.
His eyes were open.
आँखाहरू खुले.
And he didn't become like God.
ऊ परमेश्वर जस्तै भएन.
He became a sinner.
ऊ पापी भयो.
And he felt guilt.
अनि उसलाई
दोष को मान्छ. And he tried to cover his shame.
अनि उसको लाजलाई उसले ढाक्ने प्रयास गरे.
And his eyes were opened.
उसको आँखाहरू खुला भए.
But his mind was darkened.
तर उसले पनि उसको समक्ष
अन्धो थियो. And his heart was hardened.
उसको हृदय कठोर बनाइएको
थियो. And his will was enslaved.
अनि उसको इच्छालाई चाहिँ अन्धो बनाइएको
थियो. And his conscience was defiled.
अनि उसको विवेक चाहिँ दूषित पारिएको थियो.
When Adam was in the garden.
जब आदम चाहिँ बगैँचामा
थियो. He had absolute freedom of will.
अनि उसँग चाहिँ पूर्ण स्वतन्त्रता थियो.
But he made the wrong choice.
तर उसले चाहिँ गलत कुरो छान्ने गर्यो.
And his mind
उसको
was darkened.
अन्ध तुल्याइएको थियो.
His heart
उसको हृदय
was hardened.
कठोर तुल्याइएको
थियो. His will
उसको इच्छालाई
became bound.
बाँधिएको थियो.
And his conscience
उसको विवेक
became defiled.
उसको विवेकलाई दूषित पारिएको थियो.
And he had a son.
अनि उसको एउटा छोरो जन्मेको थियो.
What was his name?
तपाईँलाई थाहा छ के उसको नाम? आदमको छोराको नाम कैन.
कैन. What did Cain do?
के गर्यो कैनले?
He killed his brother.
आफ्नो भाइलाई मार्यो.
Why did he kill his brother?
किन मार्यो थाहा छ?
Because he was born with a disease.
किनकि ऊ चाहिँ पाप लिएर जन्मेको थियो.
Where did he get that disease?
त्यो पाप उसले कहाँबाट पाए?
From his father.
उसको बुबा आदमबाट.
And he killed his brother.
अनि उसले आफ्नो भाइलाई मार्यो.
And everyone born throughout history.
अनि इतिहासमा अरू जति पनि मान्छेहरू जन्मदै आएका छन्.
We have one father.
हामीसँग एउटै पिता छ.
You're a Nepali.
तपाईँ नेपाली हुनुहुन्छ.
I'm an American.
म अमेरिकन हुनुहुन्छ.
Your hair is dark.
तपाईँको कपाल कालो छ.
My hair is white.
उहाँको चाहिँ सेतो छ.
Your eyes are brown.
तपाईँको आँखा अलि खैरो होला.
My eyes are blue.
उहाँको अलि निलो छ.
You speak Nepali.
तपाईँ नेपाली बोल्नुहुन्छ.
I speak English.
म अङ्ग्रेजी बोल्नुहुन्छ.
We are different.
हामी फरक छौँ.
But we all have the same father.
तर हामी सबैको एउटै पिता छ.
And we all have red blood.
हामी सबैको रातो रगत हुन्छ.
We all were born with a sinful heart.
हामी सबै त्यो पापी हृदयले जन्मेका हुन्छौँ.
Where did we get it?
कहाँबाट हामीले त्यो पायौँ?
From our parents.
हाम्रो बुबा आमाबाट.
How did we get it?
कसरी हामीले त्यो पायौँ?
It was passed down by ordinary generation through the blood.
अनि यो चाहिँ पुस्तादेखि पुस्तासम्म त्यो रगतद्वारा सर्दै 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 आइरहेको
छ. Now a lot of people in China are sick with AIDS, HIV.
चाइनामा थुप्रै मान्छेहरूलाई चाहिँ एचआईभी भन्ने रोग लागेको छ.
And it's a disease.
अनि एउटा रोग हो.
And it's in the blood.
अनि यो रगतद्वारा सर्छ.
So if you're sick and go to the doctor,
यदि तपाईँ बिरामी हुनुहुन्छ र डाक्टर कहाँ जानुभयो
भने, and he says you need some blood,
यदि तपाईँलाई अब रगतको खाँचो छ भने,
and they bring out a bottle of blood,
अनि त्यो एउटा बोतलमा चाहिँ रगत ल्याइन्छ,
you want to make sure that blood is clean,
अनि तपाईँ एकदमै प्रष्ट हुनुपर्छ कि त्यो रगत सफा छ भनेर.
Because a lot of blood in China is unclean.
चाइनामा थुप्रै रगतहरू चाहिँ एकदमै राम्रो छैन.
And it's infected with HIV.
अनि ती रगतहरूमा चाहिँ एचआईभी भन्ने रोग लागेको.
And they put that blood in your vein.
अनि सब त्यो रगतलाई तपाईँको नसामा राखिन्छ.
And that disease is passed into your body.
अनि त्यो रोग तपाईँको शरीरमा सर्छ.
Now sin is spiritual HIV.
पाप आत्मिक एचआईभी भन्ने रोग हो.
And it is passed through the blood.
अनि यो पनि रगतद्वारा सर्छ.
And when a baby is born,
एउटा बच्चा जन्मन्छ,
he is born with a disease.
अनि त्यो रोग लिएर उत्पन्नेको हुन्छ.
He comes out,
बाहिर आउँछ,
you clean him off,
सफा गर्नुहुन्छ तपाईँले,
very cute,
एकदमै राम्रो देख्छ,
but inside,
तर भित्रपट्टि,
there's a disease,
रोग छ.
It's not cancer.
यो क्यान्सर होइन.
Not HIV.
HIV होइन.
It's a serious problem.
यो गम्भीर समस्या.
That baby is born with a disease.
त्यो बच्चा चाहिँ रोग लिएर जन्मेको छ.
And as soon as that baby gets old enough,
जब त्यो बच्चा चाहिँ बढ्दै बढ्दै जान्छ,
he begins to sin.
अनि उसले पाप गर्न थाल्छ.
Why does he sin?
किन उसले पाप गर्छ?
Did anyone teach him to sin?
कि कसैले उसलाई पाप गर भनेर सिकाए त?
No.
कहिले होइन.
He sins by nature.
स्वाभाविक रूपमा जन्मेदेखि त्यो पाप लिएर आएको हुन्छ उसले.
I told you before.
पहिले पनि मैले भने.
You tell your child come here.
तपाईँले आफ्नो बच्चालाई यता आऊ भनेर भन्नुहुन्छ.
They won't come.
वो आउँदैन.
You pull him, come here.
आऊ भने तान्नुहोस्. उसै पछाडि पछाडि हट्छ.
They're rebellious.
विद्रोही भइसकेका
छन्. They won't obey.
भनेको मान्दैन.
What's their problem?
समस्या के हो?
They have a disease.
रोग छ भित्र.
They have sin.
पाप.
And sin is three things.
अनि पाप भनेको तीनटा कुरो.
Unbelief.
विश्वास नगर्नु.
Rebellion.
विद्रोही.
And disobedience.
अनि अनाज्ञाकारी हुनु.
Sin has three parts.
अनि पापको तीनवटा भागहरू छन्.
Unbelief of God's word.
परमेश्वरको वचनमा विश्वास नगर्नु.
Rebellion against God's authority.
परमेश्वरको अधिकारप्रति विद्रोही.
Disobedience of God's commandments.
परमेश्वरको आज्ञाहरूप्रति अनाज्ञाकारी.
Unbelief in the mind.
समाजमा अविश्वास गर्नु.
Rebellion in the heart.
हृदयमा विद्रोही हुनु.
Disobedience in the life.
अनि जीवनमा अनाज्ञाकारी हुनु.
Children are born with a sinful nature.
अनि बाल बालिकाहरू चाहिँ पापी स्वभावले जन्मे.
I told you before.
पहिले पनि मैले तपाईँलाई भनिसकेँ.
I have two sons.
उहाँका दुईजना छोरा छन्.
They're 38 and 37.
एउटा 38 र अर्को 37.
But when they were real little.
जब तिनीहरू साना थिए.
You remember this story?
तपाईँलाई थाहा छ कथा?
One was about two and a half and one was about 1 year old.
एउटा चाहिँ झन्डै साढे दुईको, अर्को चाहिँ एक वर्षको हुँदाखेरि.
And the little one hit the big one.
त्यो सानो चाहिँले चाहिँ ठुलो चाहिँलाई चाहिँ हिर्काइदियो.
And the big one began to cry.
अनि त्यो ठुलो चाहिँ रुन थाले.
I came into the room.
अनि उहाँ कोठाभित्र जानुभयो.
I said, what happened?
अनि मैले भने के भयो?
The big brother said, he hit me.
अनि त्यो ठुलो चाहिँले भने यसले मलाई हिर्कायो.
I turned to the little brother.
अनि त्यो सानो चाहिँले मैले सोधे.
He can't even talk yet.
उसले बोल्न पनि सकिरहेको थिएन.
I asked him a question.
मैले उसलाई यसरी सोधे.
Did you hit your brother?
के तिमीले आफ्नो दाइलाई हिर्काएको
हो?
होइन होइन होइन, ढाँडिदिन्छ.
Who taught him to lie?
कसले सिकायो उसलाई त्यो सानो उमेरमा झुट बोल्न?
Nobody.
कसले सिकाएन?
Who taught him to lie?
झुट बोल्न कसले सिकायो?
Nobody taught him to lie.
कसले सिकाएन?
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
He's a liar by nature.
जन्मैदेखि उसले झुट
बोल्ने भयो. Born with a sinful heart.
पापी हृदयले जन्मेको छ.
Psalm 57.
भन्छ 57 मा.
The wicked go astray from the womb speaking lies.
अनि दुष्टहरू चाहिँ गर्वैदेखि झुट बोल्ने भएर आउँछन्.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
All men.
सबै मान्छेहरू.
When they're born.
जब तिनीहरू जन्मन्छन्.
They're born with a disease.
पाप लिएर जन्मेका हुन्छन्.
And it affects every part of them.
अनि यसले चाहिँ उसको हरेक पाटलाई असर गर्छ.
Their mind is darkened.
तिनीहरूको समाज अन्धतुल्याएको छ.
Their heart is hardened.
हृदय कठोरतुल्याएको छ.
And their will is bound.
अनि तिनीहरूको इच्छालाई बाँधिएको छ.
Give me that chalk, brother.
Yeah.
You remember this picture? You remember this picture? Huh? What is this? A birdcage. Huh? You remember this? Here's the bird. Here's the food.
अनि उसको लागि त्यहाँ भित्र केही खाना राखिएको छ.
Here's the water.
अनि त्यहाँ पानी राखिएको छ.
Here's a mirror. He looks at himself in the mirror.
अनि त्यहाँ ऐना पनि छ उसलाई हेर्नको लागि.
This bird.
त्यो एउटा चरा.
If he wants to eat.
उसले खान चाह्यो भने.
He can go right down here.
ऊ त्यो ढोकासम्म पुग्न सक्छ.
And he eats food.
अनि त्यहाँ पुगेर उसले खान्छ.
If he wants some water.
यदि पानी चाहियो भने
he can go right down here.
ऊ त्यहाँसम्म जान सक्छ.
He drinks some water.
के पानी पिउँछ उसले.
If he wants to look at himself in the mirror.
अनि ऐना म कस्तो छु हेर्न
चाह्यो भने he can go right here.
ऊ त्यो ऐनामा आउँछ.
If he wants to go up here.
माथिसम्म जान सक्छ.
He can go there.
त्यहाँसम्म जान सक्छ.
He wants to go up here.
त्यो कुनासम्म जान
सक्छ. He
can go there.
He wants to go down here.
तलसम्म.
He can go there.
ऊ जान सक्छ.
He can go anywhere he wants.
ऊ आफू चाहेको ठाउँ भित्र जान सक्छ.
Inside the cage.
तर त्यो पिंजडा भित्र मात्रै.
Did you hear that?
सुन्नुभयो याद छ तपाईँलाई?
He can go anywhere he wants to.
जहाँ ऊ जान चाहन्छ ऊ जान सक्छ.
Inside the cage.
तर पिंजडा भित्र मात्रै.
He has freedom of choice.
के छनौट गर्ने भन्ने कुरो उसँग छ.
But he doesn't have absolute freedom of will.
तर पूर्ण रूपमा ऊ स्वतन्त्र भन्ने छैन.
He's free to go anywhere he wants inside the cage.
पिंजडा भित्र ऊ जहाँ चाहन्छ ऊ त्यहाँ जान सक्छ.
And that's the way a lost man is.
अनि हराएका मान्छेहरू त्यस्तै हुन्.
If he wants to go to India,
यदि ऊ इन्डिया जान चाहन्छ
he goes to India.
जान सक्छ.
If he wants to marry this woman,
कुनै मान्छे श्रीमती कुनै एउटा केटीलाई
he marries this woman. If he wants to take this job, he can take the job. He can choose anything he wants. But he's in a cage. And what is the cage? Sin. Total depravity. His choices are controlled by his heart. His choices are controlled by his nature.
उसका छनौटहरू चाहिँ उसको स्वभावद्वारा नियन्त्रित
एन्ड ही विल ओन्ली चुज अकॉर्डिंग टु हिज नेचर
अनि उसको स्वभाव अनुसार मात्रै उसले छनौट गर्छ
ही विल ओन्ली चुज अकॉर्डिंग टु हिज हार्ट
उसको हृदय अनुसार मात्रै उसले छनौट गर्छ
डु यु अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड व्हाट आई एम सेइङ
मैले भनेको कुरा बुझ्दै हुनुहुन्छ
एब्सोल्युट फ्रीडम अफ विल
पूर्ण रूपमा स्वतन्त्र इच्छा
लिमिटेड फ्रीडम अफ चोइस
तर छनौट गर्ने चाहिँ एउटा सीमा छ उसँग
Man has freedom of choice, but he doesn't have freedom of will.
छनौट गर्ने स्वतन्त्रता छ तर पूर्ण स्वतन्त्रता भने
छैन
इच्छाको स्वतन्त्रता किन थाहा छ
Because he is in sin.
किनकि ऊ पापमा जन्मेको छ
You understand what we're saying?
बुझ्दै हुनुहुन्छ मैले भनेको कुरालाई
If you don't understand this,
यदि तपाईँले यसलाई बुझ्नु भएन भने
यु कैन अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड द गस्पल
तपाईँले सुसमाचारलाई बुझ्न सक्नुहुन्न
इफ यु डोन्ट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड दिस
यसलाई तपाईँले बुझ्नु भएन भने
यु क्यान नट अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड म्यान्स नीड
मान्छेको आवश्यकतालाई तपाईँले बुझ्न सक्नुहुन्न
सो वेन यु थिंक अबाउट म्यान
जब तपाईँले मान्छेको बारेमा
यु थिंक अबाउट अ बर्ड इन अ केज
तपाईँले सोच्नुहोस् कि एउटा पिंजडा भित्रको चरा जस्तै
चुज एनीथिंग यु वान्ट
त्यो पिंजडा भित्र उसले कुनै पनि कुरो छनौट गर्न सक्छ
इनसाइड द केज
भित्रपट्टि मात्रै
वन म्यान ह्याड एब्सोल्युट फ्रीडम अफ विल
एउटै मान्छेसँग मात्रै पूर्ण रूपमा स्वतन्त्र इच्छा थियो
एन्ड ही लस्ट इट इन द गार्डन
त्यो बगैँचामा उसले त्यसलाई गुमायो
एन्ड एभ्रीवन बोर्न फ्रम द्याट म्यान
त्यो मान्छेबाट जन्मेको हरेक व्यक्ति
इज बोर्न विथ अ डिजीज इन देयर विल
अनि इच्छामा त्यो एउटा पाप बोकेर जन्मेको हुन्छ
एन्ड ही cannot choose God.
अनि उसले परमेश्वरलाई छनौट गर्न सक्दैन छान्न सक्दैन
You must understand that.
तपाईले त्यसलाई बुझ्नै पर्छ.
Let's take a brief break.
हामी एकछिन ब्रेक लिन्छौं.
And then we'll study this some more.
अनि हामी त्यसपछि अगाडि बढ्छौं.
Now let me ask you a question.
एउटा प्रश्न म तपाईलाई सोध्न चाहन्छु.
Are you a true Christian? If you've been born again, God's given you a new mind. God's given you a new heart. God has freed your will. You are a new man. This is the miracle of God's grace. But you must understand the necessity of salvation. Man's sinful condition. Spiritually dead. Totally depraved. Every part of man. His mind, his heart, his will, and his conscience has been affected by sin. I'm talking about your neighbors. I'm talking about your children. I'm talking about your friends. If they are not a Christian, they have a serious problem. One day, four men brought a crippled man to Jesus. And the house was full of people. And they couldn't get in the door. So they went up on the roof. And they tore a hole out of the roof. And they let their friend down. And they looked. A man was all crippled. Couldn't walk. Jesus looked at him. He said, "My son, your sins are forgiven." And the people up on the roof, they were listening. Your sins are forgiven. We sent him down there to get healed. Why did Jesus say that? Because man has a deeper problem than a physical problem. His greatest problem, his greatest need, is his nature, his heart, his mind, his will, his conscience has been defiled by sin. And he has lost his freedom. And if you don't understand that, you cannot understand the gospel. You cannot understand the power of God. Oh, let's pray.